The Osgood Files, sponsored by Taxmasters. The IRS has stepped up its collections efforts, so now more than ever, you need Taxmasters. This is Dave Ross. Congress's forced shutdown of the FAA is starting to look like one of the dumber things it's done. More after this from Charlie. It turns out that Congress allowed a partial government default after all. Because of a dispute over subsidies for rural airports, Congress allowed funding for the Federal Aviation Administration to lapse. It's been shut down for 2 weeks now. With members of Congress off on their August recess, the FAA may remain shut down until they get back in September. The control towers are still operating, but 4,000 other FAA employees were sent home, along with about 70,000 construction workers who are fixing up airports. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood finds this pretty crazy, even for Congress.
For members of Congress to give speeches about jobs and then go on their vacations while construction workers have vacated their jobs rings very hollow.
The Republican budget cutters who held up the FAA vote say all they want is for Democrats to go along with cutting $16 million in subsidies for mostly empty rural airports, which sounds reasonable, except as CBS travel editor Peter Greenberg points out, this is a pretty weird way to save $16 million.
The real problem is revenue collection for the federal government. It's losing $200 million a week.
Because with the FAA shut down, it can't collect taxes. So in 1 week, it will lose 12 times what Congress was supposedly trying to save.
In most cases, that's being kept by the airlines themselves as just extra profit. What's going to happen in the long term, I think, is when the authorization bill does get back on track, you may see an increase in the excise tax to try to cover that shortfall.
So to summarize, Congress, in order to save the federal government $16 million and lower your taxes, will end up costing the government $1 billion and raising your taxes. When you get a moment, you might want to send them a thank you note. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 4th, 2011.